This one from Taylor Swift. Oh, we must have been good this year.
Wow.
We have lots of presents for us this year. The pop star has something magical up her sleeve this holiday season, and she wants to tell you, our GMA audience, herself.
Hey, I know this is pretty wild, but I've just written a Christmas song. I feel like it's weird to just, like, wait a year to put it out. I don't have anyone to ask right now except for...
Meredith. Should I put out a Christmas song, like, now? Okay, that's hard to tell.
You can leave my Christmas song on the charts till January. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined once again by the boy who cried Wolf of Dog Street, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. It's Swiftmas. I'm happy to be here.
It is Swiftmas.
It is.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's introduce our guest right off the top.
Before we do, let's
actually, let's
for
not even
minutes.
Do that. many weeks we're excited to introduce our guest. This one, let's cool off a little bit.
We should have it be like Anna Paquin in The Irishman, where he gets to say seven words. In the whole episode. Tim McLaughlin, everybody.
Oh, hello.
That's two.
Hello. Three.
Oh, boy.
So let me, before we get on to other topics, let me just say that right up top in that video, it's Good Morning America announcing the new Taylor Swift Christmas song, which we'll be discussing for a full hour today. And the person she says, I need, the only person I can ask if I can release my Christmas song is Meredith, her cat. And when she asks, the cat doesn't say shit.
Oh.
And it just kind of like... puts his head down. Honestly, it seems like the cat is saying no.
Right.
But she says it's hard to tell. And some guy goes, ho, ho, in the background, if you could hear that.
Boy. Comedy at its finest.
Let me ask your cat if we should do this podcast. Hey, cat, should we do this podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
They're good cats.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be Meredith Vieira. I don't know why.
I like, also thought that.
I was like, she got Meredith Vieira?
Yeah, why is Meredith Vieira making all her life decisions? Seems weird to me, too.
So let's, I think right off the top, since we're going to be, we should play some of this song. Have you heard it yet, Tim?
I listened to it right before you showed up, and then I watched the music video right before you
right,
showed
Right, I think
up.
The video is important.
So, Tom, you did the same?
I did the same. I did both a couple hours ago.
So in case you haven't, it's called Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift. It is an original Christmas song. I will say I was fooled when I first listened to it. I hadn't read anything about it. I thought it was a cover.
Right.
It's not.
It makes sense. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, here we go.
My winter nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else. Just like magic.
So that's the intro. What do you think of that, Tim?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a Christmas song yet because I haven't heard any bells. Are
true.
Bells going to come and verify that it is a Christmas song?
I think bells are going to come.
I think bells are coming all right.
So that sounds very old school.
Yes. Yes. Which is what makes it seem like it could be a cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this was co-written by her and Jimmy Napes, which sounds like a guy who was killed in The Irishman.
Jimmy Napes died at 102 in prison.
It is the most like just Taylor Swift teaming up with a mobster.
What? What do you want? I could do was your Christmas tree farms. All right.
Hey, called him that because he was slid on the nape. Who gets a nickname after they're dead?
All right, so let's get into the real meat of the song.
There they are.
In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkles and lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue.
So the What's the verse? What do we think?
I want to point something out, and it's important that you're watching the video for this part. During the part where she says mistakes are forgiven, it reveals that the Christmas tree farm was on one of Epstein's islands. It spans out. You see her dad dancing with Epstein. Who goes to the Christmas tree farm to dance?
I'm mostly
picking out a Christmas tree and moving it along.
There's really one activity you're doing at that Christmas tree farm.
If I see a guy dancing on my Christmas, I say, get the hell out of here, you druggie.
I was trying to think of a Lolita thing, but I couldn't think of anything.
Hey, take your time.
I'll circle back.
So one thing I want to point out, she says everything's icy and blue.
That's what I was. It's her heart.
Oh,
whoa.
No, she says her heart is a Christmas tree farm, and her heart is icy.
I don't like that.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But maybe I think
that could be.
Shouldn't everything be red and green?
That's right. True. Yeah, Christmas tree.
So she did grow up on a Christmas tree farm, which is the basis of this is her Joker-style origin story. Her gritty origin story with her ice-cold heart on a Christmas tree farm.
It is a very classic Christmas song, though.
Yes.
It's fun.
It is kind of fun.
The beat is fun. I don't know if I like the lyrics.
Well, she opens up by saying, drop that beat. Yeah. Yo, Napes.
Listen, I think you guys bring me on this podcast on a very regular basis because of my music knowledge.
It's kind of a Stump the Schwab type thing.
The fact that she grew up on a Christmas tree farm is pretty interesting.
It'd be like if someone wrote a Halloween song after growing up in a graveyard.
Ooh, somebody should do that.
Grow up in a graveyard.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. This episode is brought to you by Graveyard Baby. Graveyard Baby. All his friends are owls.
What the fuck?
It's a callback.
Damn.
To the old girls' night days.
Years ago.
God damn. That song's always in my heart. Because I'm the Graveyard Baby's dad.
Jeff Sheen grew up outside of a Christmas tree farm. Did you guys know that?
Is that true?
Yeah, and that's why he's a fucking weird.
So when
skeleton.
You think about this song, when you think about this song, just picture Jeff Sheen peering from the outside, wishing he was part of Taylor Swift's life.
Yeah.
Now
mistakes were not forgiven in Jeff Sheen's life. I'll tell you that.
Is it possible that Jeff Sheen is the Grinch? He certainly has similar features to him. And Taylor Swift does look a little bit like one of those. What do they call the people of the Grinch land? Yeah, she looks like one of the Who's or whatever.
I think it's interesting that she says mistakes are forgiven because it reminds me of that line in Love Actually where they say on Christmas you're supposed to tell the truth. And it's like, no.
That's not part of it at all.
That was never part of it.
If I know anything from my family, they've lied.
Yeah.
For years that everyone's been happy.
Oh, well, usually when somebody testifies in court, they wait till Christmas because they have to tell the truth.
Dude, you guys want to hear something crazy? So when I was at Oktoberfest, my friend got real fucked up, and her mom's like best friends with my mom, and she was all fucked up. She's like, you know, your parents had a real hard time and were about to get divorced. And I go, nah, I had no idea. I literally had no idea.
So welcome back to the Christmas episode of Stand By Your Band.
And you'd think on Christmas they'd say something about that, but my dad just lied by buying my mom jewelry.
Oh.
Well, like a gag? Diamond gag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, here's the chorus. I think it's a banger of a chorus.
I'm going to be honest.
I'm surprised that you like that part. I would think it would be somewhat troubling to hear the under the mistletoe part because you did famously get fired from your elementary school job for installing a mistletoe.
On your belt. These kids are this tall.
It was my program called Mistle Tots. So one thing that I think is interesting about this song is that she wrote it on December 1st, released it on December 6th, the same day I released my debut album.
Now, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
It feels like...
She could have waited more than 5 days.
And it was the day that Kanye's mother died as well, which I thought it was fucked up that you did. But it is kind of fucked up how many people tried to steal your shine.
I know, man. It's
That's
insane.
True.
So many albums and specials came out, but none more special than our dear Tommy.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, I played it all night on... it just ran on repeat on Spotify all
night.
While
you were with your lady?
She goes, God damn, I just can't stop being wet listening to Tommy.
Oh, God.
And I said, well, someone's going to have to slow down here. Anyways, that was a good riff, and I'm good at comedy, and I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to hang myself in a Christmas tree farm.
Maybe next week's episode we can call Mary Riffmas when we have somebody who's good at riffing.
Damn.
Before we stop playing parts of the song, probably illegally, I do want to play, she does a classic Taylor Swift, Slow to Loud at the end, that
yes.
I really love. It's my favorite thing she does, and I think it's very important.
I will say this. This is
stop calling things important.
This is the third time I've listened to the song. First two, not for me.
True.
I think I love it.
Hell yeah.
Maybe
your heart
is
growing.
You should have to listen to it 20 seconds at a time.
All right, here we go.
Under the mistletoe,
to you.
Watching the fire glow.
That song ended the war on Christmas, and folks, we won.
Mission accomplished.
She should have George Bush holding a mission accomplished sign up next to Ellen. That'd be nice.
So here's what I think. It's kind of reminiscent of me, but she's realized that it's the spirit of giving. So now it's you-hoo-hoo.
Yes. Oh, I like
it's
that.
It's a total change for
wow.
Taylor.
And I want to say...
It's a total change.
What is the name of that song? It's
me?
Just me?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that song.
Me too.
It's of all... I got a lot to reveal on this episode. I revealed it in the Facebook comments.
Well, Tim's
we'll
revealed
get
a
to
lot
later.
About his family.
They're still together. Pretty good.
An even sadder ending.
She just can't escape.
We locked her. We locked her up. She gets to come out one time a year.
So that she can drain the swamp.
Oh, no Jesus. About. No. My dad's chode.
Oh. No, my big reveal. So we did a Taylor Swift episode not long ago, maybe 3 months ago or something like that, when the new album, when Lover
talking about
came
Lover,
out.
Which was snubbed, by the way.
Yes.
For the
yeah.
Grammys Album of the Year. That's an abomination.
So it,
like
it didn't even get nominated?
Not for Album of the Year. It got
wow.
nominated for Pop Vocal Album of the Year, but not straight
who,
up album
Who got
of the
nominated
year.
This year? Did we talk noms? I don't
one,
think we did.
The one I thought Taylor should have been there instead of was Lil Nas X's album.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a one-hit wonder, you know?
Yeah, well, some people would disagree because he has a little song called... oh, shit. What's the name of that? It's named
this
after
is
Panini. Yes, Panini as well.
Panini?
No. Yeah, you don't know about Panini? Look, I learned most of my... I get most of my news from Lil Nas X's Twitter, so... yeah, that's a little bit shocking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could maybe be... Best New Artist or
well,
something like that.
For all he has all those nominations.
Yeah.
They do Album of the
Album
Year.
Of the Year is crazy.
Not when Lover came out, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to leave Lover
out. Who else was on there? Do we remember any?
Lana, who I was excited about because mm-hmm. I love her album, NFR. I'm pretty sure Lizzo. I don't
sure.
Know.
It would be kind of crazy if Lizzo didn't get
yeah.
it. Although, wait, didn't that album come out?
Maybe it was. Let me look it
a
up.
A different year or some shit, and then all the...
Lizzo came out in 06, I thought.
06?
Yeah. Shit. I'm really off today, huh? 2016, I mean.
Of course.
016.
Yeah.
Your cat's cute as hell.
016 is what Tommy said on Bumble.
Well, yeah, I thought that Lizzo album, maybe she had another one come out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Tommy's looking it up now.
It's I'm not like good. A stan. I'm not a Lizzo stan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We should talk about top albums because this is what I was going to get into.
Okay, let me just do it really quick.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
fast.
Album of the Year, I, Bon Iver, which I think is a great album.
Interesting. Yeah, right.
Lana Del Rey, Norman fucking Rockwell.
Sure,
also
that's
love
a good
that
one.
Album. Billie Eilish, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Dreamland.
Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. I Used to Know Her by H.E.R. or Her.
I don't even know. I don't know her.
I only know her because she has one line about how her boyfriend's playing 2K, so I think she's cool.
Oh, that's sick.
Wait, the chick from that Joaquin Phoenix movie made an album?
That was your first good one of the day.
Yep.
Seven by Lil Nas X. Cause I Love You by Lizzo. And Vampire Weekend's Father of the Bride.
Oh, very interesting.
Weird.
Man.
That album only had like five good
this
songs.
This year
kind
of sucked.
Yeah. For
yeah,
sure.
That's a bummer because I was looking at obviously somebody got mad last episode. It doesn't matter, but I love the National and I wouldn't have put that album in the top like 10 of the year or anything like that. But it's fun. Shocking revelation on my end that when I got my top listened to artists of 2019,
yeah.
Coming in at number two, Taylor Swift.
Wow,
shocking.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I was like, I almost threw my phone in the fucking river, the Hudson, so we could swim with those people and the Irishman.
Damn.
It was my little brother got a phone like way too early when he was way too young to have a phone. And then that was one time where he came home and he's like, I broke my phone. We were like, how? And he goes, I dropped it in the river.
I dropped it.
In Chicago? Yeah.
Did he not have it at all?
What? No. Oh, no. The phone was gone. was going upstream with the salmon.
He put it in a message in a bottle. I sent a text message in a bottle.
So he chose broke over lost.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
What do you think the odds are that he chucked it into the ocean because he was mad? That is so funny.
You think Lake Michigan is the ocean?
Oh yeah, my bad. I was thinking of New York.
And I'm
my
only,
mind is always in New York.
And I'm the only stupid person on this podcast.
My heart is a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, that's shit. Nice. Yeah, I was very surprised though to see Taylor Swift land at number two.
Was
I think
number
one was
one?
National, okay. Yeah, which yeah. I was also kind of surprised about. I think I just put that album on loop when I was flying once. Because I thought I listened to Hop Along way more this year, but
yeah.
What do you do?
Tim, who was yours? Yeah.
I can't. How do I find it?
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. I
you
like
just open Spotify. You fucking idiot.
Huh?
It says you're 2019 Wrapped. If you open Spotify.
Huh? All right, hold on. I got it. I'm opening it. It says Taylor Swift.
Oh, look, your heavy rotation's got my album.
Yep.
Oh,
got Tommy's
yeah.
own.
Here, I'll
maybe
find
it'll
it
be number one.
You.
That would be fun.
I bet my top album of the year is The Book of Mormon. And then I bet number two is like some dumbass rap stuff, like comedy music.
So your top
oh.
your top song is Favorite Song by Chance the Rapper.
That's my favorite yeah. song.
You just like it because it's called Favorite Song.
It makes it easy for me.
Wait, and then number four is Your Song by Elton John.
Yeah.
You just like songs that have song in the title.
So I know they're a song. I get confused, so I look at my phone, I go, oh, good, this is a song.
A lot of Elton John on here. I like that.
Yeah, because well, of the movie, right?
I bet, well,
you
the
you
movie.
You went on a kick.
Yeah, I like Elton John. He's a good yeah. time.
Wait, what soundtrack is this that we've got? Josh Gad. Josh Gad.
That's from
Book
of Mormon.
Yeah. Okay. Taylor Swift also got number two top played song, which is Cruel Summer.
Hell yeah.
I played it quite a bit. The ones surrounding it, I'm very number one, Everybody Wants to Love You from Japanese Breakfast, which you
song.
Turned me on
it's
to. Yeah. And then Psycho Pomp from Japanese it, nice. Yeah.
Japanese Breakfast.
That's right.
What is that?
Oh no.
Say it. say what
Fendi
whatever
machine
riff,
panties.
What the hell?
All right.
Wait, yes.
Can I say this, though? I find it condescending to actual gender fluid people that Spotify says we're all genre fluid.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And can I say a little something?
Okay, yeah. What do you got there, Tim? I love editing this podcast.
No, I think it's fucking Did they get any heat for that at all?
I saw a lot of bad jokes about it, but I didn't see any. Yeah, I mostly saw genuine anger. Yeah,
the same exact joke eight times.
Mine,
so.
Like where I wrote, "Am I gay?"
I thought we were talking about jokes.
A bunch of gay guys gave me their number.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I had sex with them.
So this is crazy. Before we get off topic, which we already have, is Forbes put out an article about this Taylor Swift
song. What is Forbes even doing anymore? I almost tweeted this yesterday. It's just like, oh, here's a tweet from a comedian. That's not an article. I thought you did money shit, Forbes. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're doing anymore.
He's a broke-ass comedian.
All right, so Taylor Swift's Christmas video, A Savvy Businesswoman's Guide on How to Connect with People.
Well, that's
so
money.
Yeah, how so?
So they have three things. Number one, be vulnerable, because the video is her
childhood
family, childhood footage, which is very adorable. Yes. Number two, share what interests people. Many people are fascinated by the lives of celebrities, including Taylor Swift. People want to know what clothes they wear, what they ate for breakfast. Vending machine panties, and how they grew up. So this sucks. And number three, don't wait for a perfect product. This is very rude.
Yeah. This song sucks, but don't hold off on putting it out. People are wanting it now.
This sounds like the chick version of me wrote that.
Yeah, they're saying like because the footage is like unpolished or something.
Well, that's what they go. Sometimes the product is best if it isn't perfect. Sometimes it's best when it's raw. It's got strings, a choir, like a full. Yeah. There's nothing.
It's
raw.
Not raw at
it's
all.
It's like an acoustic track.
It's very produced. Yeah. It's so funny.
I thought it sounded like,
and I thought it was fucked up that they also said that about your album, and I disagree. By the way, pick up Tommy's album, Who's Tommy Today?
Yes.
In stores.
Just go to the store. Go to a grocery store.
Go to any store. I'll be having one Who's Tommy, please.
I got my Tostitos and my Who's Tommy at the food universe.
There's one more article that.
There was the one I wanted to talk about. Cool. You know that you sent me, the first one you sent me.
The Billboard five times Taylor Swift opened up about growing up on a Christmas tree.
She opened up. How brave.
Guys, I have a real good riff, real quick.
Sure.
Buy Tommy's album, Who's Tommy, in the snack aisle.
Oh! Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
Cool. I cooled you, you sick fuck.
This is
gotten by my own shit.
This is such a bad idea for an article. So yeah, five times Taylor Swift opened up about growing up on a Christmas tree farm. And this is referencing five interviews where she said, I grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, opened up is very... I did some searching on Taylor Swift Christmas. Harder to find her talking about shit than I thought it would be.
The first one that they referenced was a tweet, which is clearly a joke. She did grow up on a Christmas tree farm, but the tweet that she put out is, I actually did grow up on a Christmas tree farm in a gingerbread house deep within the yummy, gummy gumdrop forest, where, funnily enough, this song is their national anthem.
Aww.
Whoa, is that true?
And that's Colin Kaepernick, Saint Nick, kneeled during it.
Damn, now that's a good joke. I've been sitting here saying a bunch of bullshit. Well, Tommy's got those kind of shits loaded up. Damn, now I see why I'm not going to make it.
So she says, it was such a weird place to grow up, but it cemented this unnatural level of excitement about fall and then the holiday season. My friends are so sick of me talking about autumn coming. They're like, what are you, an elf? So she has funny friends.
Damn.
She friends with the fat Jew or something like that?
Dude, Emily Ratajkowski always hanging out with the fat Jew.
Yeah. It's too bad.
I am too, really.
Is that true?
Yeah. Never mind.
Tim, what kind of farm did you grow up on?
Oh, me? Now, I was on this kind of farm that, and story over.
Yeah. We actually Good did riff. Have we did have Christmas trees on my property, like on our in our backyard. We had evergreen trees, which is the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you chop them down?
No, we just left them outside. We had a fake tree for the inside.
That's missed profit.
There was only like four of them. I don't think we really made that much. But they were pretty, I loved them. They were super sick. But then
there was always like bees around him for some reason, so yeah. I think it's really from all the sap.
They like the sugar in the sap.
Yeah, those bees.
So Taylor Swift did put out, she'd never put out an original Christmas song before. She had put out a collection of Christmas covers called the Taylor Swift Holiday Collection.
Right.
Because the liberals won. Let's sample some of these. Tim, let's hear what you think about Taylor Swift's least sexy rendition of Santa Baby.
Oh.
Normally a sexy song.
All right. I feel like I'm listening in Nashville right now.
Really, so because you really think about that song as like the sultry,
yeah.
And she is just not going for that at all.
No, it's like she doesn't get it at all. Yeah, Santa Baby, come on!
It's like Baby
Yoda.
Do
Christmas. Yeah. Oh my God! I just thought of something that could break the internet. If Baby Yoda put on a Christmas hat.
Oh my God! It says "Make Christmas Great Again."
Siri, turn the music louder. So this is country Taylor Swift, as you can tell.
What's a sable? Did she take the professional wrestler and put it under? Is that what Santa's putting under?
I don't know what a sable. Will you Google sable?
Tell I am, but I don't get any service in here.
You don't?
Yeah, the waiter never comes around.
Wait, you?
I did pour Tim water earlier.
Tom's house, 2 stars.
Let's see. Why can't I find...
And this, while we're looking for stuff, this is Taylor Swift's White Christmas, which, interestingly enough, a lot of people used to think she was a white nationalist before the last, like, 2 years.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten.
Oh, I forgot we haven't...
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
do you
we should.
To the song?
I don't know. I have no idea. He didn't. I forgot. Like, I was gonna text him about it, but he got on. He sent it to me before I even texted him.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Where's the old cord at?
Oh yeah.
I have what a sable is.
You found it? All right. What's a sable?
A sable is a small weasel-like animal, as you may know, that mostly lives in Russia.
Ah. Sounds like someone helping our president.
She might be a white nationalist after that one.
That makes sense. She's dropping in little hints for the MAGA
Those
army.
Christmas eggs.
I think she should cover Mariah Carey's Christmas album.
What?
Twitter would be so mad.
No. I know. It'd be funny. You create
she
chaos.
Can't do that.
I love chaos, baby.
You do?
You are the Joker.
I am.
All right, let's
I'm
hear
going down those steps.
Oh yeah. Let's hear let's hear some of, or let's hear Jared's thoughts on Taylor Swift. As you guys know, this is a regular segment on the show. We are going to Jared.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's It Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Christmas Tree Farm, the new Taylor Swift Christmas single. I just listened to it twice. I will say, first off the bat, it really is hard to write a new Christmas song. We've seen Coldplay try to do it with Christmas Lights, and it's just like the most depressing song ever. And then the Strokes, or I think it was Julian Casablancas solo, recorded the Christmas Time Is Here that was from Saturday Night Live, and that's a really good recent Christmas song. But there's not a ton of like modern era Christmas songs, and this one probably won't register, you know, anywhere more than any other single Taylor Swift song. I mean, people will listen to it and they'll like it because they like her. And that's exactly what I would say about this, is that it doesn't do anything for someone that doesn't listen to Taylor Swift, and it doesn't do anything to dissuade you from listening to it if you do listen to her. So it's pleasant enough, much like with her music in general. It's a little bit too produced for my taste, but it's not for me. So that's sort of how modern pop music sounds altogether. So anyway, I think it's pretty good just as a new song. I don't know that I'll listen to it again, but it was pleasant enough. All right, thanks.
Interesting. All right.
Sounds like Jared's heart grew three sizes today.
I never know what he's going to like and not like. I was like, Jared's going to trash this shit. And then he's like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, it was predictable on the live episode where we had two of his four least favorite bands of all time being represented at Battle of the Bands. Check that out. Well, it's not out yet, but it will be. Yeah, that was interesting. I thought he was going to go way harder on that, to be honest.
He thought it was too produced. I thought it was, like, imperfect and raw.
I know. And you write for Forbes, right?
I do. Well, because I have so much money. They said, who has a lot of money? And then they thought of me.
Oh, it's... So, I don't know this Coldplay song. I'm going to play a little bit. It's Christmas Lights.
Yeah.
It's better at bells, or I'm not going to know.
Let's skip forward a little bit.
When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
What the hell? You can't make a Christmas song that sounds like all your other songs.
Here's the thing. I think there's... No, I don't want to jump the gun here. There might be only one original Christmas song that I can think of that I really like that's...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Like, over the past, like, 10 years. Actually, I don't know. Wait. No, it's from, like, 2 years ago. It's LCD Sound System song.
Christmas Will Break Your Heart.
I love that song. I want to see... It's incredible. Oh, yes, it wouldn't be on their top thing. Although it probably is in my top favorite of their song, like, top 10.
They should make a Dance Yourself Claus. New Christmas song.
You guys know I'm in an LCD Johnny. Sound System
cover band?
Cover band.
What's it called, Tim?
Plasma Screen Trunk Bass.
Here's some of Christmas Will Break Your Heart.
Tim Will Break Your Heart. Now those are bells right off the top.
Right off
That's
the top.
How you know.
All bells.
Christmas will shove you down.
Dang. All right.
So that was the first song they released after their hiatus.
Right,
before
right.
the new album. That was
crazy.
And I remember so well because they released it on Christmas Eve, and I was at a family Christmas party, and I saw like a tweet about it, and I ran into the bathroom and listened to it.
They probably hoped you were masturbating.
Tommy's like, anything from not telling the truth to my family.
This is much sadder than if I was doing that.
Yeah, take the
I would play the other song that Jared referenced, which is Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, but
yes.
An amazing Christmas song called Christmas Treat.
I love that Casablancas' solo shit.
It's oft so misremembered good. As I Wish It Was Christmas Today. Because
oh,
chorus,
it's so, yes.
But it's called Christmas Treat.
It's such a good song, yes. I forgot the name of it too. What is this from? Oh, SNL, that's right.
That song rules.
That's a great song.
That's a great song.
I didn't realize that was him because I only remember that from SNL, like the part where like Horatio Sands and Chris Kattan and Tracy Morgan, I think Fallon, are all playing it together to open SNL. Very fun, very festive, very flirty.
All right. So the LCD Sound System song, Had Bells, is good. The Julian Casablancas song, Had Bells, is good. Taylor Swift, Bells, good. Coldplay, No Bells, Dumbass Piano, sounds bad.
Dumbass Piano? Damn. Yeah, I think if I listened to that Coldplay song, I'd probably like it. Yeah, for sure. I need to listen. I like a sad Christmas.
It did seem pretty basic. What we heard, all I heard was him rhyming, like Snowfall with
sure
some bullshit. Tim has infected me.
Damn, Tommy was so good.
If you sit close enough to Tim, you forget how to rip.
Oh, no. He keeps moving closer to me. So,
Tim, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I think, well, we always listen to the Mariah Carey Christmas album, and I know the whole thing.
We can't play that. We'll get...
Yeah.
Well, I know.
We've
and
already
And here's the thing about her, and I know this for a fact. She took Eminem down, and Nick Cannon's now taking Eminem down, her baby
daddy.
You're
really fixated on this, Nick Cannon and Eminem.
Yeah, I like how you're shoehorning it in.
No one else in the world is talking about this except you.
Yeah, I didn't know it was happening.
2,700 people were talking about it on Twitter.
Will you inform
yeah,
me
please
and the
tell
rest
us
people?
What this is.
So Nick Cannon was not in the Christmas spirit, and...
Thank you for keeping it on theme.
You're welcome. And he did a diss track for Eminem called The Invitation, where it's him and four other people dissing Eminem.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet.
And it is trash. It came out yesterday. It has 3,200 likes. As of yesterday, his video had 3,200 likes and 76,000 dislikes.
Holy shit.
So that's bad. Eminem's going to trash him. Everyone already online is like, oh, no, this sucks. Why would you put this out? Eminem's going to... In the video, they're holding up a bandana, and it is a wildin' out bandana.
Oh, like, yeah?
To look hard.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, it's so funny. We have friends on Wildin' Out. Yeah. Like, that is not...
Friends who are like, oh. Like, if Nick Cannon was like, hey, man, you want to keep your job? You have to tell me this song is good. I'd be like, no.
So this is, I'm trying to find, this might be a part of it. Let me know if this is the right thing. So he released nothing.
Right.
The sound didn't work. One second. I'm going to try and find it, because if we're talking about it, we should play it.
But I like the Mariah. I think we did this last year. I think we did Christmas. I think I was on the Christmas episode last year.
Was there a different Nick Cannon feud at that time?
No, but didn't we go through like dumbass Christmas songs last year?
We did. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that not playing? Oh, you're good. Yeah. I mean, Mariah Carey's Christmas album is probably the greatest Christmas music there's ever been.
Yeah.
I was talking about recent releases.
Oh, I don't know any recent Christmas stuff.
No, I meant like when I said that the LCD Sound System is the recent one that I love.
Oh, yeah. I guess my new favorite is that Julian Casablancas one that I just listened to that I really like now.
Nick Cannon's feud song is my favorite.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's on Spotify.
What?
Oh, really?
I think this is it. I just play my album. Yeah, single by Nick Cannon, 2019, featuring Suge Knight, Hitman Holla.
Wait, Suge Knight's on this?
Yeah, Suge Knight calls in from prison and calls Eminem a pussy bitch.
Oh, my God.
All right, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever think I'm talking, but... Nick and family, this is your invitation to prove to everybody else what you're about, what it takes off.
Run our song.
Eminem for this.
That's
a good one.
I'll skip it.
I think it starts like
ain't no coming back, that's a fact. It's the invitation. Hold Joe to lean back. Don't get hit with this retaliation. So fuck with crack. But the white boy, he fuck with crack. Pills and smack. Shit about the relapse. call Kim, somebody get Haley. And that other kid you raising that ain't even your baby. Took a page out of Drake book, this might get a Grammy. We going back to back till you respond on the family. My baby mama killed you.
I'm going to stop right there and say this will not get a Grammy.
It's well, us. You're going to be pissed when I read to you the new updated Grammy noms.
It's like a Moonlight La La Land situation.
That is so bad.
Still crying about it, bitch. Nah, who really the hoe? I called Joe to set you up and you fell for the job. Slim on show for the video cause he terrified of my squad. I heard your chauffeur got a video of you sucking the cop. You paid him off then laid him off. Now who really the op? Should call me the new Pac. I ain't no killer but don't push me. How the fuck y'all got me battling Elvis Pussley, nigga?
Oh, God.
Elvis Pussley.
And yeah. He rhymed it with one of Tupac's rhymes, yep. Which like, I fucking hate that.
They call me the new Tupac. No one calls
so
me
then
that.
You get to just take something Tupac said? That sucks.
Here's the thing. Tommy, how much more time is left in
so
that song?
So much. Three minutes and 30.
Nick Cannon doesn't rap again.
Are you serious?
No. Oh, well, yeah, I'm serious. He doesn't rap again. The like four other dudes then diss Eminem.
That's so funny. Here's the thing. Elvis, I would call myself Elvis Pussley. That's sick. Yeah, and it's not like a good rhyme.
Sounds like you look like Elvis and bang a lot.
Exactly. Unlike Elvis Presley,
right.
Who is known for not ever having sex.
To be eating those peanut butter, banana, bacon sandwiches or whatever.
Damn, that sounds good as hell right now, to be honest. If you're ever in Bloomington, Indiana, they have a burger called the Schumann at a place called Scotty's. And they have peanut butter and jalapenos on it. I got to tell you, that's good as hell.
Yeah, they
throw a banana on there, boys.
They have one of those in West Lafayette also at XXX.
We're not talking about that.
Damn, beefs. Tommy, do you understand the beef?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew that Purdue was in West Lafayette.
Of course, Boilermakers.
Mm-hmm. If I just slowly turn Tim's microphone off.
So let's Indiana!
Let's listen to the middle part of Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift.
I love it, I think.
So what do you guys think is better, Christmas Tree Farm or The Invitation?
Oh, Jesus. You're going to put me on the spot?
What does she say about Eminem? Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I like how Suge Knight's like Eminem or whatever. You know.
Maybe he doesn't. He's been in prison for a while, I think.
Yeah, good thing Suge Knight's in prison. He backed over Eminem with his car.
Oh, shit.
That's why he's there.
Is that right?
Hey, backed over a guy with his car. It's
like
on video.
In The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Damn.
I can't believe Eminem got caught on video sucking a dick.
Is that true?
I don't know. Nick Cannon said it in the song.
Why would he say it?
I was thinking about Christmas. I was paying attention
to that.
That
song sucked so bad.
Tim, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh.
This is a great question.
Man. I'm not going to say some bullshit. Like, just because it's at Christmas time, like Die Hard, that it's a Christmas movie, or okay. Because...
Gremlins fits into that category, too.
I know.
That's they do talk about Santa, and it is at Christmas time. But
yeah,
it still feels
we don't
wrong.
Count it as a Christmas yeah. film. All right.
Okay. Do I be a basic bitch and say Elf? Like a basic Tom Brady-ass bitch?
Whoa. How dare you use my old name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bollywood Brady-ass bitch?
Oh, God. I'm not going to say Elf, even though I would have. Wow. I do love Elf.
Yeah, it's so good. That's the best Christmas movie that's come out probably
well, in a while.
30 years.
I heard the new one's bad.
Oh, there's a new one?
There's a new, no, not Elf, new Christmas
oh,
movie.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I think it's called Last Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that was bad.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Yeah.
I haven't seen... Love Actually is a Christmas movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen Love Actually.
You've never
I
seen
I feel
Love
like that's
Actually?
The,
it's
I've never seen it.
That's wild.
It felt too mansplainy to me. actually, love.
I think, I guess, based on pure Christmas...
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, pure white Christmas.
If we're jamming a bunch of white Christmas stuff in there, I'd have to go with the whitest Christmas stuff.
This is really making me nervous.
Is Elf. I mean, Elf, I think Elf does the best job of being a good movie and having lots of Christmas stuff.
And it's funny, too.
And it's funny.
It's very funny. I really love a movie called Scrooged.
I was going to say Scrooged.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Scrooged is one of my favorite of all time.
It's just Bill Murray. And
so
Christmas,
funny.
Yeah.
He's great at it. It's my favorite version of that story.
Mm-hmm. It's a Christmas Carol
story. Yeah, the Christmas Carol story. It's my favorite version.
And this is the one where he captures the ghosts of Christmas past, future, and present and puts them under a...
What?
Where are you going here?
I'm doing like a Ghostbusters thing.
Oh, God.
I've heard of Slimer, but Christmas Timer?
I don't even know what that means.
Yes, you do. In this world, there's a ghost named Christmas Timer.
Yeah, and he gets him. Kind of, because there's present, that's a time.
I heard they're going to do an all Mrs. Claus reboot.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give that the boot. No.
I love Scrooged.
Scrooged is great.
Scrooged is great. I think the Christmas Vacation's fun.
Oh, it's so good. I love Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
I'm not one of those A Christmas Story fanatics.
I think we're all too young for that.
Yeah, and it's one of those that it got hyped up to me so much, kind of like The Goonies or something like that, where it's like that time of film. It just got overhyped for me, and then when I saw it, I was just like, yeah, this is fine. Yeah.
I think the other problem with A Christmas Story is I don't know if I've seen it from beginning to end, but I've seen every single part of it.
Right.
Because they run it at 24/7. It annoys the shit out of me.
I feel that way about It's a Wonderful Life, where it was always playing at our Christmas Eve party, so I feel like I'll always tune in for a second and watch a little bit of it.
You should watch It's a Wonderful Life with old people. They're like, this is hilarious. it's not funny at all.
This was on MacGruber.
They're like, look at that. He's dead. Look at that bitch. He died. I'm still alive, and I'm old as hell.
They got to go to the hospital for slapping their knees so hard. Oh, why?
Jimmy Stewart was our Jim Carrey.
Since we talked about Elf, I want to really quickly play a little bit from... I'm a huge fan of She and Him's Christmas album, which is Zooey Deschanel.
I was going to say, speaking of great Christmas songs, Will Ferrell and Zooey Deschanel's Their Baby. That's my favorite version of that song.
Well, I'm going to play her from She and Him, their I'll Be Home for Christmas. Okay. I think it's so good.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on.
I just love her voice. Love that. Yeah. Armored plays that guitar.
I'm into it.
I have one question. I like Zooey Deschanel's voice also.
Not a question.
No, I'm prefacing my... Can she only sing slow?
Let me play from her rap album.
They call me the Tupac of Elf.
They call me Elfus Pussley.
Hell yeah, the riffs are back.
I couldn't infect them all.
Before we go...
It's a Christmas miracle.
There's two more things we should play. Second to last thing. The last thing is going to be Christmas Tree Farm one more time to justify the title of the episode.
Of course, yeah.
But before that, since you brought up Baby It's Cold Outside, I haven't listened to this yet. This is going to be a world premiere for me of that John Legend Baby It's Cold Outside like remixed version to make it less problematic. Have you heard it yet?
I will tell you this. No.
Tom?
I haven't heard it.
I don't think I have.
This is a premiere for all three of us. I'm sorry if you've heard it already, but we are going to have a live reaction.
A personal premiere. Yes.
Stand By Your Band reacts.
And this is featuring Kelly Clarkson, but the picture is just him.
Oh, God.
I think he'd put Kelly Clarkson in the picture. It's just him in a Santa hat.
Oh, my God, I have heard this. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
Well, Tom, don't spoil it.
I thought you said John Lennon.
It's cold outside.
Do you think there was a new John Lennon song?
That's what I was confused about. I thought you said a remix of a John Lennon. I was like, this is going to be insane. I listened to this on Gondelman's show. It's you guys are in for... treat?
What's Gondelman's show? Stand Next to Your Band?
Yeah, let's hear some of that song.
God, I've been on today.
I can call you right.
This evening has been
I'm so glad that
so very nice.
My daddy will be pacing the floor.
Wait, what are you still living?
That's such an asshole move to call a car and tell them to hurry.
I know. Yeah.
He tells him to hurry. He looks like much less of a rapist.
And then he roasts her in this next line.
So really, oh, it's like
he's. She said it.
His name is Murray.
Well, maybe just a happy dream.
Oh, we're both adults, so who's keeping score?
What will my friends think?
Well, I think they should rejoice.
Here comes the
part. I have one more dream.
It's your body and your choice.
Yep.
Oh well, thank God for heroes like Kelly Clarkson and John Legend.
I think John Lennon has gotten so woke. Yeah, those lyrics are pretty. The driver's name is Murray. Oh,
it's from Flight of the Conchords. Is that Murray?
Oh, how
your eyes are like starlight now.
He's like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, it sounds like he just isn't into it.
What if the end of the song is just him feverishly masturbating because she had to leave?
The second the door shuts, he's like, time.
Oh, I got blue balls.
My icy blue balls.
Well, Murray.
You owe me $8.50.
Outside. What a shitty Christmas for Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is he got it? I hope he tipped him after he told him to hurry.
Venmo me for the car.
I simply should go.
Text me when you get home.
Oh. Say no.
I guess that's respectable.
This welcome has been,
I feel lucky that you
so
dropped
nice
in. But you better go before it's
my
storms.
Sister.
He really wants her to leave.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah, he is not into it.
It's not him being a gentleman. It's him like really
that she's calling the Uber. While she's talking.
While she's still figuring it out. He's already called the Uber and it's waiting outside.
Like, this is the problem with the... How long is that song?
It's like 3 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So the other song is the guy begging her to stay, right?
Right.
So
right.
You spend 3 minutes begging a woman to stay at your house. This one, the song is over in 5 seconds because she's like, I got to go. And he's like, okay, see ya.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, there's it doesn't no point. Need...
Yeah.
And it's still supposed to be this fun, flirty thing where she's like, I kind of still want to stay. And she's like, seriously, get out.
My rating may suffer.
He can only wait for 5 minutes.
I'll have a $5 charge.
You'll be suspicious.
Well, gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Oh, he lost my music, baby. I'm sure.
That line.
What is the line? I didn't
so
hear.
She says,
she said, my brother.
My brother will be there at the door, and he says, he loves my music, baby, I'm sure. So that is an asshole thing to say. Oh, you got some bumfuck brother? He probably loves me.
You stupid ass brother. Tell him who you're hanging out with.
You're naming a person? Oh, they probably like me.
Yeah, it could be.
They ever see my wife's tweets?
No.
Neighbors,
I'm a genie. Tell me what your
wish is. Maybe just a cigarette.
Oh, that's something we should probably explore.
I've got to get.
So she's smoking cigarettes in his apartment, and that's why he wants her to go.
Yeah.
Damn.
That I'm going to lose my deposit. I have a little take on this. Let's fucking be done with this song. I don't care anymore at all
the
about
worst.
This song.
Yeah.
And every joke about it and every year for the past like 6 years, there's been a tweet that's like, can we talk about Baby It's Cold Outside in the lyrics? We did talk about it last year.
Yeah.
It's so
with
insane.
Global warming, it's not going to be cold anymore.
Well, they'll be like, actually, maybe it's cold outside, it's rapey, but you aren't ready for that conversation.
Oh, we have it every year. Every year we have the gun. And it's supposed to be funny. And back in those days, that was funny.
How about this? Instead of men telling me they don't care, how about they just listen?
There should be a version where it's just the female part of the song.
I've said this on Twitter before, but I'm sick of these Watchmen. I want some listen men.
That's a good Watchmen tweet.
That's good. Shit, there was an... Oh, well, I don't know if we have time to get into it, but Tim tweeted something about how Taylor Swift should save her eggs up or something.
We should. Let's read that tweet really quick. So there's, since we're talking about Taylor Swift, we have to talk about this. There was a big tweet about Taylor Swift that everyone was talking about yesterday.
Who is the guy that tweeted it?
His name is...
I'll read his bio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like exactly the man who would tweet what he tweeted.
It sounds insane.
Look at this face.
I know, I saw it. It's crazy.
It's insane.
So he is,
he looks like he auditioned for
a John Lithgow role.
Yeah.
So Stefan Molyneux, who runs the most popular philosophy show in the world with over 600 million views. And don't look him up on Twitter because we don't want to help him in any way.
Oh, God. We're probably going to get him a bunch of fucking followers. These freaks don't follow who listen him to our show.
So here's the tweet. I'll read it. And then you guys, this is another world premiere.
The standby bump.
Okay. Here's his tweet. I can't believe Taylor Swift is about to turn 30. We're the same age. She still looks so young. It's strange to think that 90% of her eggs are already gone. 97% by the time she turns 40. So I hope she thinks about having kids before it's too late! Exclamation point. She'd be a fun mom. Smiley face. Tim, why do you agree with that?
Well, she does seem like she'd be a fun mom. You know?
Is that right?
When you got a lot of money, it's easy to take care of your kids.
Probably be easier for her to have a lot of kids, too. You know, snakes give birth.
That's the most insane tweet. And it has like 10,000 likes. What's it at?
1,000 retweets, 10,000 likes. Yeah,
that's insane.
So everyone is rightfully dunking on this dude,
right?
I'm sure they are.
But it's weird that he brings up by the time she turns 40. Like 10 years is so long.
Right.
Like, I thought that was a joke and not something serious. But now that I thought he was like, because someone posted it and I saw it, I was like, oh, this must be like a comedian that other people know that I don't know.
Right.
But no, he's a philosopher.
No, he's a philosopher.
He's one of these dudes who also responds to everyone that like goes at him.
Right.
So if you look at it, don't look at his feed, but it's brutal.
That's
do
great.
Not follow him, you freaks.
Do not follow this guy as I look through his tweets.
Listen,
think about how interesting they are.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, this one's really good. But don't look at it.
Listen, standby piss freaks. You stay at your house drinking piss. Don't listen. Don't go to Twitter. Get piss all over your phone.
Yeah, you're going to ruin your phone.
You're going to get a spit take with all that piss.
Somebody did come up to me this weekend in Austin, and they were like, hey, I listened to the podcast. I don't want to call myself a piss freak, but
I stand with them.
But then I had somebody else come up and say they were a piss freak, and then we took a picture. Much nicer listener.
The other person, wait, did you leave out the part where the other guy's like, I didn't want to call myself a piss freak or take a picture with you?
That was a woman.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Stop assuming people's genders.
How many of her eggs did she have left?
Did you?
Well, I asked. She said she was about 36, so, you know, 3 eggs.
Do the math, It's the age divided by 12 is the amount of eggs you have.
And Tommy's dating range. Yeah.
If she's 30,
divided by 12.
If she's 36 and has 3 eggs,
right?
That means my girlfriend's done with menopause. We go by how old people are.
That's true.
Tim's girlfriend's old.
Old girlfriend.
To provide you the context.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Oh, she does.
I doubt she will.
Nope.
We're pretty much done here. Let's listen to the song a little more.
I just want to listen to that part I love so much.
Yes.
I'm going to start it. Right, if you're trying to start at this part like me, you start at 2:41. If you don't want to hear the rest of this fucking song. Wait, stop it, dumbass phone.
Talk to your phone like that?
Drop you in a fucking river.
Runs in the family.
Under the mistletoe. Watching the fire glow and telling me I love you. Baby, Merry Christmas. Baby, Merry Christmas. Baby, Merry Christmas.
It's pretty crazy that we talked about the song and only the song for the full episode.
Very impressive. What a feat. And the listeners who love Taylor Swift got to be happy with this one.
I'm really hoping that my mistakes on this podcast.
Oh, we didn't go to Facebook.
Oh, well, look, I fucked up and I posted something else that was much more controversial on Facebook that I think clouded our...
you fuck up the algorithm?
I think I messed up my alg. But we got some. It's just people. Somebody said that we should be talking about Gwen Stefani's Christmas album. It could happen.
Scrap this one.
Better guess. Let's toss this one out. damn it! Now my phone's not working. Throw it in the river alongside Tommy's. My friend Kim wrote, "Holy shit, Hannah Duncan! This would be your time to shine." And she wrote, "I swear to God, if you say anything bad about this beautiful, fun, angelic song,
we love the song.
I think it's fine." And
God damn it,
I like the song. I think Hannah Duncan sucks.
Oh shit, that's my friend. Yeah, let's see. And then there was somebody who made a joke about Taylor. We don't need that. We don't need your stinking jokes.
Yeah.
Tim on here to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you leave the bad jokes to me.
I'll just read it. Ron Trimbath wrote, "Katy Perry is already planning a duet with Santa Claus to try and one-up her."
They made up.
Katy Perry and Santa Claus?
Yep. Well, Santa Claus thought she was naughty because he heard she kissed a girl.
Well. And also, he's afraid the snow will melt from all those fireworks.
Oh, Jesus.
Tim, your turn to riff.
Yeah. Tim, say something.
He didn't like that she cut her hair.
A good one indeed.
I don't know. What am I going to come up with something good now?
That's the whole premise of podcasting.
Tim, what do you want to promote?
Listen, I'm going to apologize for everything I've said on this podcast, and I'm sorry that I did a bad job.
You did a great job.
We love having you.
No, it was a bad podcast. You guys had fun at my expense, and that was good.
We are cutting you off from the Patreon. This is an unprecedented
move.
Don't
do that.
But also, I would like to promote my Instagram, hot_comic69. And
my girlfriend was trying to tag you in a picture, and she goes, "What's Tim's Instagram?" I was like, "I don't even want to tell you."
It's better than my Twitter, which is Mara Farttown, which I don't even want to bring
up.
Were
you worried that if she saw that Tim was a hot comic, she'd leave?
Yeah. Like, oh, I've seen him in person. I didn't know he was hot.
Who's this hot comic?
And then I have no shows at all, ever. So...
That's not true. You're going to be in New Jersey with me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to New Jersey with Tom.
I don't know the details on that.
I'm doing...
Eagle Theater or something like that?
Whoa. I'm doing Stand Up New York at the end of the month. I'm hosting a couple
shows.
Are you
talking about New Year's?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to be there on the 30th?
Maybe.
Oh, I'll be there.
The day before New Year's? I'm hosting the 12:30 show.
Famously, the day before New Year's. New Year's Eve, December 30th.
I'm going to do a real examination of my life and get my shit together and try to not be a fucking idiot.
Hey, as Taylor said, mistakes are forgiven at Christmas time.
That's true.
Well,
but it ain't Christmas, bitch.
And then are you doing the Home for the Holiday show in Indianapolis?
I am, yes. Indianapolis, me and Tim and a bunch of other people. Probably Megan, maybe.
Megan, maybe. Bacchus, maybe. No, Megan Bacchus Gailey. Is on it.
Yeah, it's a fun show. December 23rd, I believe,
at the White Rabbit. My plane gets in at 9 p.m. The show starts at 8:30.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh my god, you're gonna miss that fucking show, dude.
I'm a dumb bitch.
Jesus.
I might.
And it's not like there's any like weather issues usually around Christmas that delay flights.
But the good thing about that is I will not
be a sleigh, bitch.
The good thing is I won't be blacked out drunk this time to do it.
Well, we'll see.
The last 2 years, I've done the Christmas show in Indianapolis. The year before, I threw up all over my childhood bed while I was sleeping because I was super shit-faced. So the next day, I went and did the show, the most hungover I've ever been.
Yeah, I remember this.
Bombed miserably.
Yeah.
And then last year, I was blacked out drunk because I went to a Colts game where I got kicked out of the nicest bar in Indianapolis.
And also, before that show, the whole drive down to Indiana, Tim was
right.
Like, oh, I got to get a tape. I need it really bad for this important thing. And so me and Connor were like, oh yeah, you gotta take care of yourself and get that tape going. And then he gets shithoused, opens his tape by being like, oh, I'm fucked up.
And then I go, oh, I didn't get the tape. I'm going to kill myself.
He kept talking about how he didn't get the tape in the middle of his set. So it's not even salvageable.
It is weird they call the Colt Stadium the nicest bar in Indiana. Yeah.
They call it the biggest straight bar in Indiana.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Woo doggy. All right. Tommy.
Check out my album, Who's Tommy? It is on Spotify, Apple Music. If you are feeling in the giving spirit, buy it on iTunes and leave me a review there. That really helps.
And also read the reviews because some of them are very funny.
Ooh, okay. Does that mean you
I'm not going to say who's is very funny.
And also, I'm doing a show. I do an annual Christmas show at Union Hall. This will be the second one, and that'll be Wednesday, December 18th. So come check that out.
It has officially become annual this year.
Yes. Yeah. Last year it was a one-off. This year it's annual.
I have some road dates coming up. Just look at my like Twitter and Facebook and all that shit. But thanks to everybody who came to Austin for real. And, dude, thank you to everybody who came to the tour. We'll do a recap of it at some point. But such a fun week of shows. We appreciate it big time. Check out the Patreon if you're also in the even extra, even more of a giving spirit. And keep it crispy. Thanks, Tim. Bye.
Welcome. Sorry for being bad.